That's why in the Grahastha Ashram we have this Garbhadhana Samskara. Because before the seed is sown, you know, the place should be very fertile. So then after that Krishna comes. So Krishna and Balaram, what are they? They represent Karshana and Akarshana. What is Balaram holding in his hand? Plow, negla. Balaram kaiyalli enide? Negla idu. En maata negla inda raitru? ಗದ್ದೆಗೆ ಏನ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ? ಉಳುಮೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದ ಸಾಯಿಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಫರ್ಟೈಲ್ ಬೈ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೌ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ಸಾಧನಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಡನ್ಲಿ ಕಮ್ ಡಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಐಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೂ. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ಸಾಧನಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ. Only when you get cultivate sadhana bhakti, then you develop a natural akarshana for Krishna. What is Krishna getting? Flute. So how you get attracted to the sound of the flute? Only when you are in raganuga bhakti stage. So Krishna and Balaram, they represent the two things, karshana and akarshana. So if you want to be akarshana, you get attracted by Krishna's flute, we have to go through this process. That you have to cultivate bhakti and you have to pray today to Lord Balaram, please liberally use your plow and cultivate my heart. Because the heart is the birthplace of all these six anarthas. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what is very blessed sitting? In the heart, in the mind, and intelligence. So this negla does the work of cultivation. When the farmer is tilling the land with the negla, with the plow, all these roots and stones and pebbles and the grass, all these unwanted weeds are pulled out. So unless we don't get the mercy of Lord Balaram, bhakti is not easily attainable. So today is the day, it's his birthday, and it's Bala and Rama. Rama means very pleasing, and Bala means Shakti, spiritual strength. That when we want to perform bhakti, we need Shakti. Where does Shakti come from? Who will give? Guru, the spiritual master, and Lord Balaram represents Adi Guru. So today we should pray to him. Today is in a very pleasing mood. So we should say, please liberally use your plow in my heart and take out all the dirty things. So that from today onward, again let me start doing pure devotional service. So this is the day before Krishna appears that we pray to Lord Balaram. Because he very easily pleased. Satisfies everybody. He gets very easily pleased. You see, Kurukshetra, the Pandavas and Kauravas, Bhima approached Balaram. Duryodhana also approached Balaram to learn Gada, the art of Gada. He did not say no. Did he say no to Duryodhana? Krishna said no. One time Krishna invited, Duryodhana invited Krishna to his mahal, Raj Mahal for Chappan Bhog. Krishna gave three reasons why he does not want to come. What are those three reasons? First is, I am not hungry. Second is, you are not on the side of Dharma. Third is, you are not a friend of the Pandavas. So he rejected. But Balaram, he is very pleasing. So he had trained Duryodhana also. He had trained Bhima also. That's why he said, let me not be in the war. Quietly went off on a pilgrimage. He visited very many places in South India also. He came. I think he visited Udupi. And there is some instance that he visited Chitradurga, where we have a center there. I think he also visited Melkote. So in this way, Lord Balaram is very pleasing. Krishna is pleasing, but it takes time. Just like when you read Emperor Devotion, one of the characteristics of bhakti is, bhakti is very durlabha. Why? Because if you perform bhakti without attachment, you will not get bhakti. And if you perform bhakti with attachment, it comes down the line, asakti. That means sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, then asakti. You have to wait for a long time for Krishna prema. But Balaram is very pleasing. He can please him very easily. And more pleasing is Nityananda. Nidai Gopamande! So today, with a very liberal mind, please don't be conjuice, please don't be miser, please pray to Lord Balaram today. And Balaram has appeared as Baladev, and Baladev is even more merciful. Just like Krishna, Jagannath. Jagannath is Krishna, but he is Patita Pavana. So similarly, Lord Baladev is also very Patita Pavana. So going on to some of the pastimes of Lord Balaram, how he has slain most of the demons. Devukasura, Pralambasura, then he killed also Romaharshana. Let me read one of the pastimes. Pralambasura, Dhenukasura, he appeared as the form of an ass. What does this Dhenukasura represent? Bad mentality. Bad mentality that carries heavy loads. When somebody is having a bad mentality, you can see it on his face. It means Satulve is carrying heavy loads of bad mentality. So similarly, Dhenukasura, he came in the form of an ass, and he was in Talavana forest. In the Talavana forest, there were many numerous flowers and fruits, but none of the gopas used to go there because they knew this ass is sitting there. But Balaram, he made his cowherd friends enter the forest. And they started plucking the fruits and started eating. Then Dhenukasura came. He was furious at the intrusion. Attacked Balaram with his rear leg. But Balaram easily picked him with his legs and whirled him around until he died. So in this way, understanding these to be very detrimental to progress, the devotee should make great efforts to remove them. Bad mentality. We should make more progress, more efforts. If this humility is true, certainly Krishna will be merciful. Then Baladev will make his appearance and all obstacles will be destroyed in a second. Then step by step, progress in cultivation of bhakti will take place. As this process is by nature very esoteric, the devotee being spotless in character should learn it from a qualified guru. So it is quite commonly seen that when we come to devotional service, immediately this bad mentality attacks us. Against other devotees, against some devotional service, I wanted that service, the authority didn't give me that service, they gave me this service. So immediately the mentality comes. So in this way, we should be careful. Then, Devati Kanta, Revati Raman, he got married. He married to a person known as Revati. Revati is the daughter of Raivata. She belonged to Satyuga. And Balaram belongs to Dwapar Yuga. It's a mismatch. I don't know how the Vivamitra.com did it. So Revati's father was looking for a suitable boy for his daughter. So he took his daughter to Brahmaloka. From Bhuloka he went to Brahmaloka. And what he called the personal secretary told, please wait for some time, Lord Brahma is busy. Manager. So they both waited. Father and daughter waited for Lord Brahma's appointment. And finally when they got it, they went inside. It was just a few moments. Then when Devati's father made his request to Lord Brahma, he started laughing. You came for your daughter's alliance? And you know what has happened in Bhuloka? Satya Yuga over, Treta Yuga over, Dwapar Yuga is ending. So it is very difficult for her to find a suitor. Because I heard in Dwapar Yuga, men are like easily 9 feet tall, average. Arjuna and Krishna I heard were 12 feet, 11 feet tall. What is this height? 15 feet maybe. And if Dwapar Yuga normal height is 10 feet, Satya Yuga is 4-story building. So, Brahma said, the only now available to groom for your daughter is Lord Balaram. But you try to please him, he may accept. Because there is a mismatch for the height. Because men don't like their wives to be higher, taller than them. So when this proposal was made to Lord Balaram, he agreed, but on one condition. I have to reduce the height. So again, Balaram took his plow and he dragged Revati to his height. Now heights are equal, okay, agree for marriage. So in this way, plow is a multi-purpose instrument. There's another very nice pastime we have learned, how when the Ashwamedha Yajna was going on, after the Mahabharata war, and they assembled at the banks of Naimisharanya to perform a 1,000-year yajna in an effort to reverse the onset of Kali Yuga. They appointed as the leader Romaharshana, one of the main disciples of Vyasadeva, who was also present when Sukadeva Goswami narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to King Parikshit. So when this Ashwamedha Yajna was being performed, then they select one person as the Mukhya Yajman. So they selected Romaharshana. You please be seated on this Vyasasana. So you are seated on Vyasasana. And the Yajna was going on. And then Lord Balaram entered the assembly. So when Lord Balaram entered the assembly, everyone understood him to be the SPG, Supreme Personality of Godhead, not Special Protection Group. Then everybody got up. Just like any sannyasi walks in, your Guru Maharaj walks in, so you all get up. Our teachers come. But even though everybody stood up, Romaharshana did not get up from his Vyasasana. He sat there. Because he thought he is a very expert Vedantist. He did not realize who is Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram considered this as a disqualification. So what he did? He took one blade of grass. What is the weight of the blade of grass? 5 milligrams. Those are in the silver industry, can know. So with a blade of grass, Balaram went and touched the forehead of Romaharshana. Romaharshana died. Disciple of Vyasadeva. Then he made Suta, the son of Romaharshana, as the leader of the assembly and continued with his pilgrimage. So all of us should remember this. When seniors, sannyasis, and those who are respectable, devotees, Prabhupada disciples, we should get up. Wherever we are in what situation. Even if you remember, Prabhupada visited one state's house in Delhi. and Prabhupada came and he knocked the door and the servant allowed Prabhupada inside. The servant. Then Prabhupada told the servant, go and tell Sethji I have come. The servant went inside and told the Sethji, Sethji was doing aarti. Then Sethji told the servant, tell Swamiji to wait for something. Then Prabhupada waited some moments. Then he got up and went away. He commented that if you don't have respect for Vaishnava Acharya, what is the use of this aarti to the Lord? So this is also very important to understand that if a sannyasi walks into your house and you are doing your all important aarti to the Lord, please put the aarti down and go and receive. Because why? That Vaishnava is Shakshat Haritvena. When you sing Guru Ashtaka, what is it? Shakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastre. It's not Shakshat Hari, but Haritvena. As good as Krishna. Because we learn devotional service, we came to know Krishna only through devotee. Only through Sadhu Sangha. Otherwise, how we know? Maharaj says, Sadhu Sangha, the birthplace of bhakti. There's a book there. So in this way, we should learn to respect. Here in the temple, I have to reconfirm. When aarti is going on, what is to be done? At least at home, and if you all like visiting here, seeing a Vaishnava walking, you have to show the respect. So in this way, Lord Balaram's mercy is there. And he is the eternal companion of Sri Krishna. So, these are some of the tattva about Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is also in Vatsalya Rasa, as I said. So one day, Balaram became very much overwhelmed with Vatsalya Rasa. Krishna, whenever he goes into forest, some demon is attacking him. This is not very good. My younger brother, no, Anuj. I am Dauji. So I should protect him. Today I will go into forest as Krishna. I shall protect Krishna. So he told Yashoda Mai, you dress me up like Krishna. So Yashoda Mai dressed up Balaram like Krishna. Yellow dhoti, peacock feather, flute and all that. Then Balaram went to the forest like Krishna. That same day Kamsa had sent a demon to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. And Kamsa gave the description to the demon how Krishna looks. Yellow dhoti, peacock feather, flute in the hand. Maybe he didn't tell the body of the color. That's the only difference. So the Rasura came in the form of a donkey or something. Then he saw Balaram coming. Yellow dhoti, peacock feather, flute in hand. This is Krishna. Then that animal came and gave a big kick on Balaram's chest. Without any warning, Balaram went rolling on the ground, fully bruised. He said, what is this here? He went back to, what do you call, Nandagram, gave back everything to Yashoda. I don't want it paraphernalia anymore. Give it to Krishna, he knows better what to do. So in this way, Balaram, he tries to please Krishna. He comes in various forms for Krishna, as a footwear, paduka, as umbrella, as a walking stick, as a bed and altar and one more, five. Yeah. So he comes in this various forms. So in this way, both are inseparable. Just like Ramayana and Lakshmana, they are inseparable. Gauranga and Nityananda were inseparable. So in this way, both of them are always together. Jai Shri Dauji Maharaj Ki, Jai Shri Krishna Balaram. Madhuram Yatra before the curtains opened. I didn't get any signal from the pujari. Jhulan Yatra. How does this Jhulan Yatra start? See, first there is a spring festival where the holi comes and Krishna and Balaram, they play holi in Vrindavan. Nice, colorful festival. And all farmers are busy killing the land, sowing the seed and all that. It's nice, pleasant time. And then when the summer sets in, then the heat grows. Body gets warm. So Lord has the pastime of Chandan Yatra. 21 days, anointing the body to keep it cool. If it's cool, devotees are cool. Then after Chandan Yatra, comes Snana Purnima. Even as things are cooling, when you apply sandalwood, it dries off. But again, perspiration starts. The perspiration and the sandalwood, it give a crimson color to the body. But that is also not much relief. Then immediately after that, Snana Yatra starts. Actually, they say Snana Yatra originates in Vrindavan also. The Gopal, they used to bathe Krishna and Balaram in the water. The best way to cool off is in the water. Then after that happens, what does it happen? Rath Yatra. Then after Rath Yatra, the monsoon comes. What happens in the monsoon? The moisture is there in the air. No air. Everything is very heavy because the rain is falling. So there is no air. The ground is cool, but there is no air in the atmosphere. So what to do? How to create air? Let's go on the swing, on the jhula. When you go on the jhula, then it generates air. So in this way, Krishna Balaram and Radha Krishna, they enjoy Jhulan Yatra. So Prabhupada, he writes a letter to Jayaprakash Maharaj. What does he say about Jhulan Yatra? Regarding Jhulan Yatra ceremony, during these 5 days, the deity's clothing should be changed every day and there should be nice prasadam distribution and sankirtan as far as possible. If you are able to do it, a nice throne may be constructed on which the deities can be placed. This throne may be swung gently during kirtana. That will be very good and surely the deities will enjoy the function. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, 1st August 1969, letter to Jayaprakash Swami. So some of our, most of our devotees, they do, and in ISKCON is celebrated for 5 days. So Prabhupada says, why this Jhulan Yatra? So we have to practice this Krishna consciousness. Here in this material world, you have to work. Without work, you cannot even maintain your family, your body. That is not possible. Sharira yatrapi tena prasiddher akarmana. Krishna says to Arjuna that without karma you cannot maintain even a body, so you have to work. And this material body word means you have to maintain by working. And spiritual word means na tasya karyam karanam na cha vidyate. There is nothing to work. Going on a jhula, is it work? This is not work. What is that called? Prabhupada saying, swing. So Krishna is enjoying. And if Krishna and his associates are enjoying, they have nothing to work. That is spiritual world. Chintamani prakara sadmashu kalpa viksha. That is a different world. There is no material body. Therefore, there is no need of the material body. That is a different world. But in this material world, we have to work. This material world means your work and adjust things for your maintenance. That you cannot escape. But still, we have to become Krishna conscious. So this is Prabhupada's explanation. So in Vrindavan, this is a very big festival. Most of the temples, especially Manke Bihari, Radha Raman temple, they have this jhula. And the Dwarkadish temple in Mathura. And the Varshama temple. So in this way, this is the time when most of the married girls, they want to visit their father's house. So Julan Yatra started and Srimati Radharani is very worried. Nobody has come from my father's side to take me home. Maybe Vrishabhanu has forgotten me, Kirtida Mataji has forgotten me, all have forgotten me. I am alone in Yavat with my mother-in-law, sister-in-law, Jatila, Kutila. I want to visit my mother's place. You know, married girls, they get a special enthusiasm and they want to go to their mother's place. Don't know where it comes from. So, one messenger was going from Yavat to Varshana. Then Srimati Radharani told, please send word to my father, maybe he has forgotten me. This is the time I want to come and spend some days. It's actually 12 days Julan, 7 days over, 6 days over. And everyone has forgotten me, only 5 days left. Let me enjoy some Julan in Varshana. So that messenger goes and tells Vrishabhanu, and suddenly wake up, oh, we have forgotten, we should have called her. Then he tells his wife Kirtida, you pack up nice gifts for Jatila, mother-in-law. If you want to get permission for them from the mother-in-law to send the daughter-in-law, then you should know the tricks of the trade. So Sri Dhanama goes with so many gifts to Yavat. And then he meets Srimati Radharani, she is so much overjoyed, then she starts crying, maybe you all forgotten me and all that. Then he goes and gives his petition to Jatila. Jatila, no, she can't come. So much work is there in the house. She can't come. And especially it's very dangerous, Varshana. Why you know, that black boy is there now, is very dangerous. But after that, Sridharam, he opens his boutique, the variety of gifts. Then when Jatila sees all those gifts, oh very nice. Okay, she can go, but only for 1 week, not much. So in this way, Srimati Radharani immediately, she packs off to Varshana. And there she is joined by her sakhi for the Julan. Now the Julan, you have to tie a julan, you know how it is, the two ropes coming from a branch of a tree and then there is a platform, you sit on that. The julan is not tied only to the kadamba tree, not to the tamala tree. Competition. Tamala tree represents Krishna, kadamba tree represents Radharani. Tamala tree is black in color, kadamba tree is yellow in color. The flowers are yellow, the leaves are yellow, the branches are yellow. So they tie Jula to the Kadamba tree, not to the Tamala tree. Thereby it is signifying what? Who is superior? Srimati Radharani is superior. So in this way they enjoy Jula, the Sakhi. But she is not so happy, Srimati Radhika. Why? Because the little master is not there. And this little master is not allowed directly into that Julan area. He comes in disguise. Sometimes selling as a bangle wala. Selling bangles, he'll come in the form of a lady to sell bangles. Sometimes under some other form. And he waits near the Jula with folded hands. Srimati Radharani, when you take me up your Jula? So in this way, they have wonderful pastimes on the Jula. And there is a very nice song. Jula Jule Radha Damodar Vrindavaname कैसी छाई हरियाली आईला कुंजन में श्री की राधा दामोदर स्विंगिंग ऑन द स्विंग इन वृंदावन ओ फ्रेंड हाउ वेरी ग्रीन द कुंज इज बिकॉज दिस इज श्रावण मास एंड एवरीवेयर इज लश ग्रीन fields are lush green, there's very nice jasmine flowers and all other kinds of flowers, and it is very nice scenery. So in Braj they sing this verse in Kirtan at the time of swinging Sri Radha and Krishna. It describes how Lord Krishna has come and is waiting at the swing with folded palms for his beloved to come. Srimati Radharani is in Maan, Yuma Maan, sulking mood. Women when they sulk, I don't know, some of you may know. So the Sakhi is trying to persuade her, come, come, he has come, so you should also come. But she is not willing to come. Why? Because she is in Maan. Have you heard of the pastime, Maan Bhang in Vastana? It's a very long pastime. How Krishna finally did Bhanga of Radharani's sulking mood when he became a peacock. Can you imagine Krishna becoming a peacock and dancing in front of Srimati Radharani to appease her? That's why it's mentioned here that these peacocks, somewhere it's mentioned here, they chant, they call out to each other, Keka. Huh? The Keka represents, K means, who is that person who can break the mana of Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna? Ka, who is that female person who can control the most powerful person in this entire universe? So in this way the peacocks are also enjoying this Jhulan Yatra by calling out and singing Keka. So in this way the Jhulan Yatra is performed in all the temples in ISKCON. I rushed through some of the things. Some of the most important things I wrote. How much time you have? Actually, Prabhupada said that when you have this Jhulan Yatra, then you sing the bhajan, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, and the other one which you sing is Radhe, Jai Jai Madhava Daito. So these two bhajans, can we sing? You have any book here?
Book for a book.